And speaking of traffic, our next guest is stuck in it, coming in from Cornwall. And the reason why he is traveling from Cornwall is because oftentimes when it makes news in Ottawa, it's about the economy, that things aren't going well. The Domtar pulp mill closed in 06, putting more than 1,000 people out of work. And, of course, in the early 90s, the city lost 20 manufacturing plants. But Cornwall isn't going down without a fight. Last month, the city launched a new campaign to encourage businesses and people to move there. People like Rhonda LaRue Harper. Now, Rhonda grew up in Cornwall, but she moved then to Ottawa and then Carleton Place. She vowed she'd never go back, but in September, Rhonda and her husband Gary and their five kids did just that.
Well, we had been living in Carleton Place for 4 years, and changes needed to be made. We needed to leave that house because that had been my former marital home. So Gary and I really wanted our own house and to start over fresh as our family unit. And we had, because Gary works in Ottawa, we had entertained options from, you know, Rockland to the suburbs, more like Barrhaven area, Kanata, Carp, as far out as Perth even. And we were able to get an absolutely gorgeous house in Cornwall that was 5+1 bedrooms, so everybody has their own little space. And, you know, at a price that is unheard of in Ottawa. You know, you can't even get a townhouse in the suburbs of Ottawa for anything less than, you know, almost $230, $250. This house has got everything we've ever wanted. It's got so much space. It's got a pool in the backyard, corner store across the street, which the kids seem to have adopted as their own, and the kids tell me almost every day how happy they are to be there.
You still commute all the way from Cornwall to Ottawa every day. How are you finding that?
Well, I carpool, so I'm with two other people, and Gary actually drives in by himself every day. But to be really honest, I think the 138 and 417 is the easiest drive in the world. And, you know, for the first week, I thought to myself, ooh, you know, what did I get myself into? But it's so clockwork now that we're in Castleman before I know it. And it's actually so fast and so easy that it's really kind of a no-brainer. And even thinking about how much, you know, we're paying for mortgage and taxes and, you know, all the costs around the home, it's still cheaper for me to do it this way, believe it or not.
When you left Cornwall, did you see yourself ever going back?
Never. I actually thought they would be selling snow cones in hell before I went back there. And I think that's very typical of, you know, that time. There were so many things that seemed to be going wrong in Cornwall. And, you know, when you're young, you just want to be as far away and be as independent as you can, right? So, I told my mother actually more than once that I would never, never move back to Cornwall. So it's ironic.
Yeah, never say never. Rhonda LaRue Harper's story of moving back to Cornwall. The city hopes to attract a lot of people just like her. There's a new ad campaign that is drawing attention to the low price of housing. Bob Peters is a senior economic development officer with the city of Cornwall. He is pulled over to the side of the road because of, I guess, a slow commute. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for pulling over and talking to us. I'm sorry about the problems there.
Well, it's not. It's our wonderful guys driving the plows that brought traffic down to a crawl on a couple of occasions. We're fortunate to live in one of the best countries in the world, but we have to deal with weather every once in a while.
Exactly right. That's what being a Canadian is all about. So, how about what do you call people who live in Cornwall? Cornwallians?
Cornwallians? Cornwallites? I'm not quite sure what the official term is.
Okay. So if one would want to be a Cornwallite or a Cornwallian, how much would it cost to buy a house there these days?
The average selling price has actually gone up. It's about $145,000 for as the average selling price for a house in Cornwall, and you compare that to Ottawa, I think is around $293,000. Mm-hmm. So we're about half the price of the housing in Ottawa.
And is that the big pitch? I mean, people, I guess, need more than a cheap housing prices to move somewhere.
Yeah, I think that's part of the pitch. Obviously, quality of life is another one, and we're promoting the fact that we're a full service community with a hospital and a set of movie theaters, shopping and dining, and of course the wonderful St. Lawrence River. And I guess the other part of the equation is jobs. We have jobs right now. We're looking for people.
Yeah. And what kinds of jobs? Because, you know, Cornwall went through quite a painful transition, and I gather that a lot of the jobs now, less manufacturing, more service-oriented?
Well, we still have a higher than the average percentage of the workforce involved in manufacturing, and our manufacturing sector seems very stable. We have a lot of companies in niche markets, but we've also grown in the logistics and distribution sector. We have Eastern Canada's distribution center for Walmart. SEM operates a facility in town, and that sector is growing. And food processing is another sector that's growing as well. And believe it or not, we're getting a couple hundred government jobs. So we're going to perhaps develop a reputation as a white-collar town as well.
Right. So you're trying to do two things, obviously, attracting individuals, clearly, but business as well, because they sort of go hand in glove.
Absolutely. We do have a push on for new residents to fill jobs that we have, and obviously we want to see our population grow. But at the same time, we also need to attract, we're hoping to attract higher paying jobs, and that's by bringing in companies that are in sectors that are growing. Despite the turmoil in the world's markets, there are a number of sectors, distribution, food processing, aerospace. Those are sectors that we're targeting.
And what kind of growth are you hoping for, say, in the next 10 years? What do you imagine for Cornwall?
Well, I personally would like to see the city approach the 50,000 mark. That's a nice round target for us to aim for. I'm not sure we'll get there, but certainly we're certainly aiming for growth. With regards to the business sector, we're dealing with a number of companies that are involved in the green sector and the alternative energy sector, and we're hoping that those projects proceed. And again, just building upon our continued strategy of diversifying the economy.
Now, I know ultimately you'd like people to live and work there, but we heard from Rhonda at the beginning of this, and she commutes. Although she moved to Cornwall, she commutes to Ottawa for work. She probably won't enjoy the commute so much this morning, given your difficulties. But do you worry about it being developed as a bedroom community?
Well, I mean, I think moving forward, we just have to go with the way the market's going. We know that people in Ottawa are looking as far afield as Carleton Place and Smith Falls and even Wendover, Ontario. And the difference is that Cornwall's a full-service community. And I'm originally from Ottawa. I moved to Cornwall for a job 20 years ago. And unlike Rhonda, I didn't commute. I ended up being fortunate enough to live in the same community that I had a job, but I've never left. And that's the story of a lot of people in Cornwall. Once we get them, they kind of stick around. So if we get the commuters at start, we're confident that eventually we're going to be able to provide jobs for those people, and they'll become lifelong supporters and boosters of the community.
All right. Bob, unless you have to come into Ottawa, turn around and go home. And thanks very much for talking with me this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, that's Bob Peters, Senior Development Officer with the City of Cornwall. If you'd like more information about the campaign, go to choosecornwall.ca. That's appropriately named. And click on the link that says Smart Decisions Start with Small Numbers. Let's check